What does Vietnamese tea taste like? In this video, we're going to find out. We're going to be comparing a Vietnam green tea with a green tea from Japan and seeing how the two differ in terms of taste, color, and appearance. Vietnamese tea is made using a different processing style, and that's going to affect everything from the flavor to the shape of the tea leaves. To find out how, let's explore these two teas. Okay, so what I have here are two different green teas. The first is a Japanese green tea. This is the Chanoka Mountain Sencha from Mr. Takata in Uji. And the other one is a Vietnamese green tea I picked up when I was in Vietnam last week. And I want to compare the two of these and really take the opportunity to learn about a Japanese green tea, what makes it unique by comparing it to another tea. So let's go ahead and first look at the leaves. So you'll notice two things right away. The first is the shape of the leaves are different. These ones are kind of rolled into these thin needle shapes, and these ones are a little bit fluffier. They're kind of curled into a slightly rolled shape, something in between like a needle shape and a ball shape. It's kind of a little bit looser, rolling style. It takes up more space. It kind of forms like a pile, whereas this one kind of lays flat here. And this is all based on the rolling technique. They have different rolling techniques, which we can get into a little bit later. But let's also look at the color. So you notice right away, this one has very dark leaves, and this one has slightly lighter leaves. This could be due to a couple of different factors. One could be the age of the leaves used, so if it's younger pickings or older leaves, but also what can change the color is the shading. So this tea is lightly shaded. This is something that's done in Japanese teas. I don't believe it's common in Chinese teas, or certainly not Vietnamese teas. But by cutting the tea plant off from sunlight, you're actually able to produce or maintain more of the theanine, which is kind of the sweet, savory component of a tea. And this is the flavor profile that's really celebrated in Japanese green teas in particular. So this shading technique is a tool that a farmer can use in order to improve the flavor, make it smoother and sweeter, slightly more savory as well. This technique wouldn't be applied to this Vietnamese tea. And that's why you're noticing a difference in color. So this one's dark green, this one's lighter in green. So I mentioned the rolling style of these two teas. This is kind of rolled in more of a Chinese style, I would say. Kind of looser, pan-fired, which we're going to talk about later on as well. And this one is kind of the typical Japanese tightly rolled tea. The Japanese tea production process is much more mechanized. You have a lot more machinery that's kind of equipped to produce this like perfect tightly rolled needle shape that you can see here. And this is the case for Chinese teas. It's most likely the case for Vietnamese teas as well. The tea production process in China and in Vietnam and in India is much more hands-on. There's much less machinery used. It's more done by hand. So this is why you get these differences in the rolling of the two teas. So let's go ahead and brew these up and really see the difference between them in terms of flavor and color. Okay, so it's been about a minute. I'm just gonna kind of dip each of these one or two times, because the strainer, it's good for these tasting comparisons, but it's actually not the best tool for brewing tea because it doesn't give the leaves enough space. So I'm trying to compensate for that by just dipping the strainer in and giving the leaves a little bit more of an opportunity to open up. Okay, so let's take a look at the color first. So from my angle, it's pretty striking. This one is kind of this beautiful yellowish green color. And this one is still a beautiful but very different yellow color, a little bit more golden. So very different colors between the two teas. Let's go ahead and go for the taste. So first this one. So this is really nice actually. So this tea is one I picked up in Hoi An. It's actually very affordable. It's just kind of something I picked up at a little shop. And I'm actually pretty impressed with the flavor based on the price. It's definitely not what I would consider like a premium quality tea, but for the price I paid, I'm very satisfied with it. It's actually quite a good tea. It tastes similar to Chinese gunpowder, If you're familiar, this is kind of the most common tea you'll find in China. It's a green tea that kind of has a little bit of a smoky aroma to it. And this is what I'm getting here. I'm definitely getting more of this slightly smokiness, not so harsh like you'd get in a Lapsang Zhuchang, but it's just kind of this light, very intense, roasted, slightly smoky flavor. Let's go ahead and compare it to the Sencha. Okay, so the Sencha I'm noticing is much smoother, much sweeter. More of this vegetal flavor. This is something you'll notice in Japanese green teas, and it has a little bit of this kind of seaweed umami flavor. Very nice. So let's talk about why we might be noticing a taste profile difference in these two teas. So first of all, what makes a green tea is the fact that it is treated with heat after the harvest. So when you pick the tea leaves, they're gonna begin to oxidize naturally. And the enzyme oxidase is gonna break the tea leaf down and convert the polyphenols into theophylactones and theobromins. And this is what you would see in a black tea. So a black tea is a fully oxidized tea, and it takes on less of this natural grassy flavor that you would get from the tea leaf and more of this kind of warmer caramel flavor. And if a farmer wants to lock in that natural vegetal, slightly grassy flavor profile, the farmer's gonna need to heat the leaves to stop the oxidation process. So a green tea is essentially an unoxidized tea that's been kind of heated after the harvest. Now, where it gets interesting is China and Japan, and by extension, Vietnam follows the Chinese production style. They have different methods to do this. So in China, they're going to pan fire the tea leaves. In Vietnam, it's the same as well. They're going to, take the leaves that have been harvested and put them into a giant wok, and they're going to turn them by hand. In Japan, what they'll do is they'll use like a steam bath, so they'll actually steam the tea leaves. And this kind of gives the leaves a greener color. It gives the final liqueur more of a green color, so this is kind of a yellowish green. There are teas that are completely green, but this is more typical for a Japanese green tea. It's got this yellowish green. Whereas the Chinese green teas, Chinese green teas and Vietnamese green teas have more of this golden yellow color. When it comes to the flavor, if you think about kind of cooking leaves, this is similar to if you were to, cook vegetables in a wok versus steam them, they're going to take on completely different flavors. So for the Japanese teas made using the steaming method, they're going to have, like I would say, more of a natural steamed vegetable flavor, whereas the teas made using the roasting method are going to have more of a cooked flavor. You can have notes of nuts, kind of roasted cashews, roasted hazelnuts, things like that, and fruit as well. So that's not to say that the roasted teas, the pan-roasted teas, are more complex. They just have kind of a different spectrum of flavors. So both of these teas are quite good. Obviously, I'm biased, but I prefer the Japanese teas because they just have this intense steamed vegetable flavor that's really hard to find elsewhere. This one is a good tea. It's got more of a roasted flavor profile. Definitely no complaints from me. It's just if you're looking for something that's a little bit smoother, sweeter, and more of this kind of natural vegetal flavor, I would recommend you go for a Sencha tea rather than like a Chinese gunpowder or a Chinese green tea. Both China and Japan and Vietnam produce very good teas, but it just depends on what you're looking for because the priority is to capture different flavor profiles with each. So if you're interested in trying this tea, you can go to neoteas.com and look for the Chinookan Mountain Sencha. This is a tea that we found when we were traveling around Japan and we met with Mr. Takada in Uji, and it's definitely been a great addition to our collection. It has a nice sweet flavor to it. Very light. It's got a little bit of that sweet corn in the finish. Really enjoyable tea. It's pretty typical of a Sencha. So it's a good representation of a Japanese green tea. So thank you all so much for taking the time to watch this tasting. We would really appreciate it if you could try some of our teas and let us know what you think. But until then, we'll see you next time.